Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode.
I got involved in politics today on the 1st of, the 1st of November 2018. I got involved in the sense that I started a series of recordings on Lemur, which were all about Irish politics. And in fact, I've opened up a place, a station, radio station, I'll call it, for want of a better term, using over on Lemur, entitled Irish Politics. This is the first topic, the first issue I've addressed on it and invited people to comment on it. It's all about what happened on the 1st of November in Google, the company in Dublin. The sound is pretty ropey, but it's worth, I think, recording for posterity. Goodness knows what it might lead to. So here we go.
Welcome to Irish Politics on the 1st of November. The way women are treated is a political issue. It doesn't maybe figure in mainstream political dialogue. It hardly ever props up in the Doyle or the Shannon. But it is a big issue, and it's a very important issue because half of the citizens of Ireland are women. So therefore, something that affects all women is by definition a political matter. And it's a matter of the culture in Ireland is a political matter. So if there is this kind of degrading, sneering manner of speaking to women out there in society, it's fair game for me to comment about it. And I've got some good news and good example to the people of Ireland today, because Google staff in Dublin have walked out. They staged a series of walkouts, and they're demanding, and I'm quoting here, let me just look at this report on Irish RTE News. They're demanding several changes on how sexual misconduct allegations are dealt with at Google, including a call to end forced arbitration, and a move which would make it possible for victims to sue. Bloody hell, I had no idea that victims couldn't sue. I mean, if you are attacked, abused, interfered with, you should be able to sue. You should be able to have your bodily integrity, your own space, you should be able to come and go within a workplace without feeling any fear or any extra level of anxiety that some bloody bastard working with you will try and do things to you that you don't want. The action in Dublin, it says here, was staged between 11 a.m. and midday, and it's now, 2 o'clock in the day, so not very long ago. Apparently people who took part in the action weren't happy to speak to the media, even though Google had told people they could speak to the media in a personal capacity. Well, if people were reluctant and Google told them they could, it's pretty obvious that the internal culture of Google is not open to people expressing their personal point of view in public. Apparently Kate Smith is one of the organisers. There's something there. She said, while I have not personally experienced any form of sexual harassment or misconduct at Google, I wish to create a space for all of us here to gather together and show our support for doing whatever it takes to eliminate such awful behaviour. Well said, Irish woman. Well, actually, I'm not certain she's Irish. Kate Smith. She could be English. Google employs people from all sorts of places. Apparently, Google have fired 48 people in the last 2 years. Yeah, well, Andy Rubin, I'm quoting here from this thing, and this is not about Ireland, but Andy Rubin, who created Google's Android software, has been accused. Anyway, there we are, Dublin. Dublin is in keeping. What do we say, 9,000 people in Dublin? I don't know how many of them walked out. This is good. This shows that Ireland isn't... You know, Ireland is a small island off the west coast of Europe. Google is a global company. And I'm quoting, by the way, from Will Goodbody, the science and technology correspondent of RTE. I think it should be taken out of the science and technology area, and it should be reported on as a public, a Bishop, their main reporters on it, because this is a great example to people in Ireland. And okay, it's coming in on the back of controversy within Google. But are Google the only place in Ireland? Well, actually, nobody's saying that the women in Google in Dublin are being harassed. But do you want to bet they aren't? That there isn't any going on? Ireland is such a small place, though. There's such a reluctance to accuse people in public in case something would happen. Anyway, well done, people working from Google in Dublin. Actually, it's a damn good topic for the first substantial Irish politics contribution. Come in on the topic, please. Come in on the topic, any of you who feel that this is an important issue. That'll make it more interesting for other people to come to Irish politics and say what they want to say on the issue.
And there you have it. I hope to sustain political conversation or conversation about current Irish politics on a regular basis over there on Lemur, and to find a way to share it in other places as well. Bye for now.
That was From Cork With Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.